Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. The funniest thing, Galvin. Did you get the email, the CMG sees me email?
Just now or when?
Just right now. It says, CMG sees you. Here's what we see.
That's
corporate email.
Right.
And it's about things that happen within the company.
Sure.
Shared throughout the rest of the company.
All right.
And it's a special done on WSOC TV 9 in South Carolina, which features a black gentleman, a white woman, a white man, and Mike Olivero.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what does Mike Olivero have to do with WSOC TV? And I actually read the article. Let me read it to you. In this edition, CMG sees me, Charlotte Vice President Cedric Thomas, Head of Specials Kim Holt, Vice President of Product and Innovation Zach McGee, and News Director Mike Olivera. There's a guy evidently named Mike Olivera, and they used that instead of Mike Olivero. They spelt that guy's name right and then found Mike Olivero's picture. I want to be like, CMG is not seeing anything. They're actually quite blind.
No. Nope. Yep. Hilarious. You guys got it wrong.
Hilarious. I want to thank Maria. Remember Maria, formerly Maria of the Penthouse Club?
Sure.
Lovely lady, Maria, and I feel a little bit guilty because we haven't seen her in so long, and I feel like I only call her when I need something, but she's one of those people that gets stuff done. And yesterday, Luis Gomez put it out on Twitter that he was looking for a place to train MMA here in Tampa. He was here this weekend, and I forwarded it to Maria, and she's like, yeah, we'll totally hook him up.
Awesome.
So he's going over to Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Spanish, will you go over there and beat him up for me?
Yeah, totally. The thing about Maria is she texted me, and she said that I should go fourth today when we do 6 and 9.
No, you can't.
Third.
I will go second. First.
Third.
No.
I said third.
No, I didn't hear.
Everyone heard it.
Everyone heard it. Really? Spanish, next time you answer any sporkle.
Hereditary. Nope, you have to be fair and balanced. That's your job as a judge.
No,
that's your job as the person in charge.
You, everybody at Horror Island talks under their breath. You go, hereditary. And then Joe goes,
hereditary. Would you like some water? It's a very common special water. All right, let's go ahead and do it.
All right.
Who's first?
Me.
Read all about it.
The news. We just make jokes about the news. It's the 6 at 9.
Call you. All you. There we go. I'll go first. I don't care. I'm ready for this.
All right.
I'm not.
There's a plastic surgeon from Brazil who had her medical license suspended for making TikTok videos where she danced holding bags of liposuctioned human fat. You can now find her on her OnlyFans under Dr. Louis Vuitton. Bags. Louis Vuitton.
It's good when you explain it.
Well, sometimes people need a little nudge.
There's a plastic surgeon from Brazil who had her medical license suspended after making TikTok videos where she danced holding bags of liposuction human fat. After reviewing the video, they apologized to the doctor because they realized she was actually just dancing with Harvey Weinstein.
There's a plastic surgeon from Brazil who had her medical license suspended for making TikTok videos where she's dancing holding bags of liposuction human fat. People aren't so upset about the video. They're more upset about the song that she made to go with it. Fat, fat, fatty. Fat, fat, fatty.
Did she make that song?
Yeah. That's what she was singing while she was dancing.
I can't tell you're being truthful or not.
I don't know.
Dummy.
There's a plastic surgeon from Brazil who had her medical license suspended for making TikTok videos where she danced holding bags of liposuctioned human fat. A week later, she was arrested for making TikTok videos holding bags of human heads.
Oh, wow. That's awful.
There's a plastic surgeon from Brazil who had her medical license suspended for making TikTok videos where she danced holding bags of liposuctioned human fat. She says it's the only dance partner that's never stepped on her toes.
I don't see what the big deal is. I did that at my last wedding.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh.
What?
Oh. All right.
Jokes.
Oh, man. In Largo, Florida, cops were investigating a suspected child abuse call against a 24-year-old when they saw a line of cocaine and a straw on top of her 3-year-old son's copy of The Cat in the Hat. She was arrested. Miss, if you can hear my voice, we are into adult sleepovers and we have our own party favors.
In Largo, Florida, cops were investigating a suspected child abuse call against a 24-year-old when she saw a line of cocaine and a straw on top of her 3-year-old son's copy of The Cat in the Hat. She was arrested. Later, they asked her for a comment why she did that. She said, "I did not snort that. It was just a joke. Now I must go beat my kid for not hiding my coke."
You made it rhyme. In Largo, Florida, cops were investigating a suspected child abuse call against a 24-year-old when they saw a line of cocaine and a straw on top of their 3-year-old son's copy of The Cat in the Hat. She was arrested. Her defense, she's not a normal mom. She's a cool mom.
You're a cool mom.
In Largo, Florida, cops were investigating a suspected child abuse call against a 24-year-old when they saw a line of cocaine and a straw on top of her 3-year-old son's copy of The Cat in the Hat. She was arrested. You can read the rest of the story in the new Dr. Seuss new book, The Largo Coke Whore Ain't Gonna Have Her Kid No More.
In Largo, Florida, cops were investigating a suspected child abuse call against a 24-year-old when they saw a line of cocaine and a straw on top of her 3-year-old son's copy of The Cat in the Hat. She was arrested. "Did you do that line of blow? Will you say it's sweet and low? We talked about you on Hot or Not. You're more of a dinghy than a fancy yacht." A study tracked 3,000 kids for 5 years to see who was bullying them the most. It turns out that the person who's most likely to bully them is one of their own friends. That's ridiculous. On a side note, Carmen, you're getting a little bit chubby. Joe, you're senile. Gio, you have awful breath. And Galvin, you're a dog guy. That's the worst I can come up with for Galvin. Oh, in Spanish, you're trash.
I'm not your friend?
No.
A study tracked 3,000 kids for 5 years to see who is bullying them most. It turns out that the person who was most likely to bully them is one of their own friends. Their friends, huh? Then somebody explain why we all make fun of Spanish.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Damn it.
I also left them off my friend list.
A study tracked 3,000 kids for 5 years to see who was bullying them the most. It turns out that the person who most likely to bully them is one of their own friends. Great study. Next, they're going to tell us kids go through puberty at the same age.
That's a statement.
Fact.
Yeah.
It's facts.
I love the trail off.
A study tracked 3,000 kids for 5 years to see who was bullying them the most. It turns out that the person who's most likely to bully them is one of their friends. This is flawed research. I bully Spanish and Joe relentlessly. Both. Not my friends.
Your friends.
Wow.
Agreed. Confirmed.
A study tracked 3,000 kids for 5 years to see who was bullying them the most. It turns out that the person who's most likely to bully them is one of their own friends. Not true. I thought you guys were my friends, but you're not. You're just mean people, and everybody else took my joke.
Still not your friend?
Nope. A bio researcher in Boston bought castor beans and researched how to use them to make poison after he saw that on Breaking Bad. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. More like Breaking Bad decisions.
How do you not go Breaking Bad wind? Like, that would make more sense. Beans.
Well, and... you got your own joke.
Just ruined mine.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to go. A bio researcher in Boston bought castor beans and researched how to use them to make poison after he saw that on Breaking Bad. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. The week before that, he tried to buy a dinosaur after watching Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. I had another idea.
Just let it go.
A bio researcher in Boston bought castor beans and researched how to use them to make poison after he saw that on Breaking Bad. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. Way to stay relevant, Boston. Breaking Bad ended in 2013. Fact.
Yep, those are facts.
Yes.
The facts at 9 is what we're going to start calling this.
You're welcome.
It was 2013.
A bio researcher in Boston bought castor beans and researched how to make them into poison after he saw that on Breaking Bad. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. When other inmates asked why he was in prison, he said, "Science, bitch."
A bio researcher in Boston bought castor beans and researched how to use them to make poison after he saw that on Breaking Bad. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. Guards became suspicious when he also bought a rock hammer and a picture of Raquel Welch. This is in another prison movie. A parent in New York just filed a lawsuit to get the rights to marry their adult child. And I thought it was gross when Tom Brady kissed his kid on the lips.
No, you didn't.
I know, but I mean, it's not facts. It's jokes.
Yeah, these are jokes now.
Oh, no, sorry.
You're lying, Mike.
I thought it was beautiful, Tom, and I encourage everyone to do like I do and kiss my kid whenever I can. Thank you.
You want us to kiss your kid?
Oh, my God.
That's what it sounded like, what you just said.
Yeah.
Kiss Tom's kids.
No, what?
Oh, yeah.
A parent in New York just filed a lawsuit to get the rights to marry their adult child. When the judge found out that it was a mother and daughter, he said, "I'll allow it."
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yep.
I am excited to hear this fact.
Yep.
I think that was good enough. Oh, man.
A fun fact.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. A parent in New York just filed a lawsuit to get the rights to marry their adult child. This person is a pedophile.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you know how the game works?
Somebody told her it was facts today. You think it was Thursday we were doing a different thing?
Yeah, I thought we changed it.
Facts.
My bad.
You're wrong.
I did. So wrong.
A parent in New York just filed a lawsuit to get the rights to marry their adult child. I don't think that's weird at all. We now pronounce you daddy and wife.
Ooh.
You may kiss the kid.
Hot. A parent in New York just filed a lawsuit to get the rights to marry their adult child. That's right, Alabama. New York has just entered the chat. Someone just figured out that...
I was like, oh, good, you got another one now.
Yeah, you're welcome. Someone just figured out that there's a hidden voice command with Teslas where if you say open bunghole, it opens the charging port in the back. Coincidentally, that voice command also works in prison.
You're stealing all of mine, Mike.
Someone just figured out there's a hidden voice command with Teslas where if you say open bunghole, it opens the charging port in the back. Tesla also announced that you can say, let's drink more tequila, and it opens the back doors.
Yeah, it's a
nope, don't have to explain it. Don't explain it, just
nope.
Oh, man.
This should be the
Oh, man.
Finish strong.
Okay. Come on, Kyra. Bring it home. Okay. Bring home the facts.
Okay. All right. Someone just figured out there's a hidden voice command with Tesla where if you say open bunghole, it opens the charging port in the back. And if you say charge bunghole, the shifter starts shaking.
Oh.
Yeah. Dirty
that's not,
joke.
That's not even a fact.
Yeah.
You liar.
That's not how cars work.
Have you tried it?
Whoa.
I will tonight. Am I?
Someone just figured out there's a hidden voice command with Teslas where if you say open bunghole, it opens the charging port in the back. I think the more interesting fact is that there's a guy out there that owns a Tesla discovered this because he was just out in his garage yelling, open bunghole.
Someone just figured out there's a hidden voice command with Teslas where if you say open bunghole, it opens a charging port in the back. If you scream, fill my bunghole, ejection seat.
Oh.
Ejection seat. And a bonus this week. Ladies and gentlemen, Pap with his first entry into 6 at 9.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Here we go.
I think I'm ready.
Sandwiches.
Oh.
Here we go. U.S. video game seeks to fight racism by putting players in the shoes of a black father. That man began complaining of bunions almost immediately.
Saying black people wear bunion-inducing...
No, I'm just saying anybody inside of someone's shoes is going to cause bunions, maybe carbuncles or hammer toes.
Racist.
That's not racist.
Way to be racist on your first week, Joe.
I said Joe shouldn't play.
Definitely should.
Noted. I love the word bunion.
Bunion is a funny word.
Bunion sounds like something you should be eating, like a roll, an onion roll.
Bunion soup?
I like the word bunghole.
I
I like the way you pronounce it.
That's the way I agree.
And that's a fact.
All right, get that audio. Clip that. Carmen screaming, I like bunghole.
Okay.
We must take a break. When we come back, we'll give some stuff away by playing a little bit of Whose Tweet Is It Anyway next on The Mike Calta Show.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.